You're listening to Carrie Lutz's Financial Survival Network, where you get valuable information you just can't find anywhere else. To thrive in today's trying times, you need the Financial Survival Network, now more than ever. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and get your free newsletter and gift. Financial Survival Network, now more than ever.
And welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Carrie Lutz. Today is 10/11/21. Well, crypto's been big. I've made some good calls on them and some not so good calls, but our interest in the crypto space is always constant, always seeing what is going to happen next here. As we speak, right at this moment, Bitcoin has jolted back up to 57,000. It's still trading in that channel till I see it break that 65.5 mark, which it very well might. We got to figure that it's in a sideways consolidation. But what's your feeling about cryptos? Why don't you send us an email? Let us know where you think they're heading. The email address is kl@carrielutz.com. Right now, we've got a guest that you're definitely going to want to hear from. He is the proprietor of a trading platform site called CoinRule, and his name is Gabriel Masella. And Gabriel, it's great to have you on here. So you've had a lot of experience with a lot of big companies, telecom, banks, some of the biggest banks in the world. How'd you wind up backing into cryptos, if you will?
Hi, Kenny. Well, I mean, it was pretty natural. I worked for these big names, but then I'm an entrepreneur. And then, you know, I tried to build a couple of companies before CoinRule. And eventually, you know, I got into crypto because it's something that's very interesting. You know, what's happening? It's basically we are destructuring all the financial system and building a new one. So that concept really fascinated me and made me start a company.
All right. So just tell us basically from your experience in cryptos, where you think this whole space is heading?
Well, I mean, it's heading towards a natural convergence into the traditional financial markets, right? So like, when there's a new technology, what happens usually is this big cycle where you're the early adopters coming first and doing exciting things. But then eventually the new technology gets absorbed by the mainstream infrastructure. So, you know, the Swift network, the Visa network, the MasterCard will just be replaced by, you know, the DLT, the blockchain infrastructure, and the new rails of the payments that we are now seeing on blockchain.
So what do you think is going to happen, though, with governments? We've seen China do this attempted crackdown, meeting with various levels of success. The U.S., on the other hand, has said we're going to let the space flourish. But do you think there's going to come a point where governments are going to feel a direct threat from cryptos?
I don't mean they're going to feel a direct threat. They're going to take the benefits of the blockchain technology and use it, you know, for their own advantages. And that's what's already happening with the centralized stable coins, you know, the digital euro, the digital dollars. Actually, today there was something from Snowden that, you know, Snowden basically was saying that that's, you know, digital currencies used by governments are really a threat for our liberty. Actually, he's a big supporter of DeFi, and I'm that as well. Basically, the idea that the government could use the payments to track down everything you know that you spend and you do through blockchain, and also they can impose some specific contracts or smart contracts to your funding is a little bit scary. You know, for example, I was talking with my co-founder today, like, you know, imagine like a government imposing a negative interest rate on your account because they need to finance some major product in your country, a project in your country. They could just with a smart contract do that. That's why me, but also a lot of people in crypto, they like the DeFi space much more because the wallet is in your custody and you own your own savings, your own funds, and eventually you can give access to third parties whenever it's needed. But it's not the government with a centralized entity controlling everything.
All right. Well, I mean, it all sounds great in theory, But, you know, governments have a tendency to screw everything up here, right? I mean, isn't it true? They really do have a tendency to stick their nose under the tent, if you will, right?
I mean, in some extent, yes. I mean, obviously, you know, it's not pure anarchy, but you know, we want some involvement of the states and governments. You know, we want a minimal welfare that is shared, in common sense. You know, everyone contributing into that space. But what we want, you know, in the crypto space, what I'm hearing from a lot of different groups that we are part of, you know, we want a specific balance between personal freedom and also, you know, someone that controls the inflation and the currencies. Otherwise, we are just going to replicate what's happening now with the central banks all around the world.
Yeah, well, you know, central banks, maybe they're coming to the end of their primacy. Maybe we're really going to see the democratization. So how does this all fit in with fintech?
Don't just survive, thrive. The Financial Survival Network.
Torque Resources is an exploration company establishing a portfolio of premier copper gold early stage projects in Chile. Torque's management and technical teams have a strong track record of raising capital, discovery, and monetization of exploration successes. The company's Margarita Copper Gold project is located within the prolific coastal Cordillera Belt in Chile, which hosts some of the world's largest and most profitable copper mines. The Margarita project possesses excellent discovery potential for a major copper discovery due to the strength of the alteration system, large-scale magnetic targets, and the presence of copper oxide mineralization. Drilling is anticipated to begin in Q3 of this year. Torque trades in Canada under TORQ and on the OTC under TRBMF. To learn more, go to torqueresources.com. That's torqueresources.com.
This is the Financial Survival Network, the information you need to thrive now more than ever.
Well, I mean, the fintech has always been an interesting concept, but also a very obvious one, right? Nowadays, everything ends with a tech. There's prop tech, edutech, fintech. So the financial technology has always been a highly technology, you know, domain. Fintech is basically just the transformation that has been happening into the financial space for the last 30 years. And in fact, as at CoinRule, we always perceive crypto as a natural continuation of the fintech space. And we think that eventually crypto will become the new fintech space, just by replacing the new technology with the older technologies.
Mm. All right. So your company, tell me exactly what you do, what the benefits are to using you.
So at CoinRule, what we do, we help retail investors to automate their own trades. So if you're a normal person and you want to create some sort of automatism or algorithmic trade, but you don't know how to code, you can use CoinRule. With the CoinRule, you can say, if Bitcoin goes down 3%, buy this other coin at this specific price, given certain conditions. Then you press play and this machine goes on the market and trades on your behalf. So basically you can create more than 10,000 different logics and then they can just run within a few seconds without having to code or program any software, any bot. It's a no-code platform. It's very simple to use. It's meant to be used by normal people like me and you.
All right. So it's easy security-wise. You know, we've heard a lot of stories over the years about exchanges basically getting hacked and all the coins go. We've also, maybe more disturbingly, heard stories about the proprietors of these exchanges taking the money and run. What protections do you have as a trader on your platform on CoinRule that this isn't going to happen to you?
Yeah. I mean, we don't like to take on liabilities, and also we like the user to feel super safe. So by design, CoinRule doesn't hold your funds. So we act as a layer on top of the exchanges, right? We are connected at the moment with more than 12 exchanges, Binance, Coinbase, the big ones. So what happened, if you go on your exchange, you can create an API key, just as a string of code. And you can copy and paste that into CoinRule. At that point, we act as a layer on top of your exchange. But the funds are on your wallet. We don't touch the funds on the underlying platform. We only send buying and selling instructions at specific time, when you need to buy or sell your coins. And then you can create your actual rule on coin rule. So it's very safe, because even if someone hack coin rule, they cannot withdraw your funds. They cannot get hold of your funds. Everything is still on your underlying platform.
Uh-huh. Okay. So do we actually have an account with you, or just explain, is this just like an overlay onto these exchanges? Mm-hmm. How does it work?
Yeah, it is an overlay on the exchanges. So you can create an account with CoinRule. It's free, and then you connect the exchange and off you go. You're ready to trade.
All right. That sounds pretty cool. So I guess if people want to find out more, they'll go to CoinRule. CoinRule.com. Any other ways to contact you there?
Other ways. I mean, you can write to our support@coinrule.com, or you can just Google us. We have all the main channels online. Especially if you check Medium, we have a lot of articles about very interesting strategies that you can use yourself. And also on Instagram, we have the weekly strategy, so that our head of trading, Ruben, kind of defined every week. So that's a very good piece of content for you to read.
All right, got it. Hey, well, we appreciate you coming on. And if you got a question for Gabriel, just shoot us an email to kl@carrylutz.com. And don't forget, go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com, sign up for your free newsletter. Gabriel, greatly appreciated. We'll talk to you again real soon.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thanks for listening to Cary Lutz's Financial Survival Network, your solution to today's trying times. For the latest, go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com. Financial Survival Network, now more than ever.